Grissom, maybe you would preach it a little different, but preach it you would. I said, Lord, you got to hear me now, because I've got this to do. All right, if you would, get your Bibles and turn with me. We'll quickly do this to the book of Luke.
Yes.
And chapter 16. The book of Luke in chapter 16, if you will. And verse 22. I will do that. We'll get there to that part. Yes. Amen. The book of Luke in chapter 16, verse 22. When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Well, enough of you there. We'll just start then, won't we? We're going to start with verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which will pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that will come from thence. Brother Grissom, would you pray?
Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for the Holy Ghost that's in this house, this beautiful visitation. We ask that you have your way in this message tonight. Give a lot of liberty to both the brides and preachers. Give us open hearts and understanding tonight to receive the great word of God. We thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
And you may be seated. I'm going to read that scripture just one more time. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. There's a great gulf fixed. I'm going to tell you tonight, we need a bridge. We need a bridge. We need a bridge. I lay, and I get to this later in this, but I would like to tell you how we came by this for just a moment, and I don't want any testimony or any part of this testimony to be buried in redundancy at all. But to give God the glory as I lay, and I will say as I lay dying, for I was. And there, as I lay, and I knew the time had come, and for a short time there, I had regrets because I wasn't holy. My wife's hand, and I just didn't want to go without holding her hand. And suddenly an excitement began to build. An excitement began to build within me, and I said, you know, I don't need to hold her hand. I got someplace to go. I'm going to go away. And I started getting excited, and I was going on an adventure, and it was exciting. And as I was going across, it seems that from within me, oh, I don't know how, but there were so many things within me just bubbling up. And I said, oh, you got to tell people about this bridge. You've got to tell people about this bridge. It's not time yet. you're going to tell someone about this bridge. And I began to tell Brother Grissom about it a few days later, because you know what? I didn't go. And for days there, they said I would. It didn't matter what the Lord said. They just figured I was going to go anyhow. And for quite some time, they kept saying, you're going to die before morning. Well, you're going to be dead before tomorrow. Well, another night maybe, but then you're going to go. And suddenly, things began to turn around, don't you know. And the Lord began to work His wonders. And he said, man, I like listening to all them saints pray. And he was listening. He heard it. He heard a lot of prayer. Oh, yeah, he heard a lot of prayer. And he began to listen to the saints pray. And you know why? He said, I'm going to answer the prayer. I'm going to answer. And not only am I going to answer them, I'm going to give them what they're asking for. And do you know, I had no idea so many people liked me. I mean, I didn't know of anybody saying, Lord, go on and take him now. We're tired of looking at his face. I don't know if anybody said that. No, sir. They would say, Lord, heal Brother Fry. Lift him up. And you know what God did? God healed Brother Fry. Yes, he did. Turned it all around. Turned it all around. I don't know why. I don't know why he chose to do that, but I'm not mad about it. You know, I've heard people say, well, I was on the way. I saw a bright light. Well, that's probably because somebody shined a light down there in your eyes and said, hey, you there? I didn't see any bright lights. Wasn't nobody shining a light in my eye. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I've heard them say, well, and I didn't want to come back. I was so angry. I was excited about going. I really was. I got excited, but when the Lord said, you got to tell people about this bridge. You got to tell folks about this bridge. I didn't mind coming, because I want to tell somebody about this bridge. And you know what, Brother Grissom? When I got back and I began to read the Word, and I found the Scripture, and I said, you know, that's right where we need a bridge. And I got to thinking about bridges. You know, there's all kinds of fancy bridges in the world today. Pretty bridges. Old bridges. Famous bridges. And one of the first bridges I thought of, I don't know if I want to tell you this, because it'll tell you how old I am. Brother Fry is fixing to have another birthday. Thank God. I almost didn't have any more birthdays. In just a couple days, I'll get a year older. Well, I didn't think I was going to get that far. But I began to think of this bridge, and I thought, I know some of you. Has anybody heard of the bridge on the River Kwai? How many have not heard of the bridge on the River Kwai? That's what I thought. I knew that section would do that. Well, I used to think about the bridge on the River Kwai. When I think about the bridge on the River Kwai, I get angry. Oh, yeah. I got a little upset at times, because you know what? The bridge on the River Kwai, I began to think about it. This bridge, I had it in my head that this bridge, not all my life I believed it. Well, most of my life. All my life, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know about it. But most of my life, I believed this. That it was built by Japanese, or by POWs of the Japanese. I thought it was a bridge built across the River Kwai. All this time I thought about it. And I think about it, I get angry, because it was built on the foundation of men's lives, POWs, from World War II. And through cruelty and all that. Yeah. Well, I felt stupid when I began to read and research that. You know what the bridge on the River Kwai was? The bridge on the River Kwai was a fictional bridge, a film made in 1957 based on a fictional book by a French author. You ever heard a Frenchman tell the truth? They make stuff up all the time, don't they? Well, they made that up too. I'm going to tell you, the bridge on the River Kwai was a fictional bridge. Now, there is a River Kwai, and there is a bridge across it, but it's in Thailand. See, if we went by that movie or the book, we thought it was in Burma. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. And in the movie, the bridge was blown up. in the book, it wasn't. I began to research, and I said, man, it's nothing but a fictional bridge for years. For 45 years, at least 45 years, I believed that it was a real bridge. Well, I'm going to tell you tonight, we need a bridge. But we need a real bridge. We don't need no fictional bridge. We don't want any. We want a real bridge. Oh, yeah, but things that are real are important to us as Christians, as apostolics, as Pentecostals. Remember on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost began to fall and people stood around and listened to these guys speak in tongues, they started accusing them of all sorts of things. And man, this ain't real. This is not real. These guys are drunk. That's what they began to say. Peter stood up, remember that? Peter stood up and said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. But this is that spoken by the prophet Joel. He said it's the real thing. And that's what we need. We need a bridge that's real. We need a bridge. Amen. So I said to myself, I got to get rid of this. We can't use that. We can't use the bridge on the River Kwai. No, sir. As an example. So how about the London Bridge? Everybody heard about the London Bridge, right? You know where the London Bridge is? Yeah, we all sang that song. Guess what? It was actually falling down. Yeah, you heard that. Yeah, the London Bridge was built in 1831. In 1962, now that's a long time, 131 years. In 1962, they decided it could no longer handle modern traffic, that it was dangerous towards modern traffic. So they were going to tear the bridge down. London Bridge was a bridge in the city of London across the River Thames that connected the city of London to Southampton. And after 131 years, they said, well, it's no good. It was one of the most famous bridges in the world. We sang about it when we were children. Did y'all sing about it? All right. We got everybody involved in the London Bridge then. We knew about the London Bridge. Where do y'all know where the London Bridge is? Where is it? All right. Well, somebody's up on it. I'm telling you right now. The London Bridge in 1964 was sold to Robert McCullough. He was oil rich. And he said, you know what? Since they decided to tear it down, he bid on it. He said, I want that bridge. So he went over there and he marked every brick. He had to mark every brick. And he decided to build him a city. It's called Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And he had that bridge shipped to Lake Havasu City, Arizona in 1967. And in 1971, it was rebuilt. And you can go look at the London Bridge. It looks exactly like it did over in London. Got the original bricks encasing the rest of the concrete. I don't know what it's bridging. What are they going to bridge in Arizona? What, they don't have a whole lot of water. There you go. Yeah, they got that oceanfront property there in Arizona. I guess they do or something. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what. They got the London Bridge in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. The London Bridge. We need a bridge. But we need a bridge that's where it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir.
If you go looking for the London Bridge in London, you're not going to find it, are you? You got to go to Lake Havasu City, Arizona to find the London Bridge. When I go looking for a bridge, I want it to be where it's supposed to be.
Right.
I need the bridge to be where I'm looking. Because if it's not where it's supposed to be, how am I going to get across? I need a bridge. We all need a bridge. It's got to be in the right location. It can't be changing up on us. In Hebrews we read that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change. Why would we want our bridges to change? We need a bridge. One that's going to be where we need it to be when we go looking for it. Because when we want to cross, we got to have a bridge. We've got to have a bridge that's going to be there when we want it to, when we seek it. I don't know if I can get this or not. I keep trying and it won't go. There it went. All right, the London Bridge. Not in London, It's in Arizona. A bridge that's not where it ought to be. So now that bridge won't do us. It won't do a bit of good for us. What are we going to do? We've got to have a bridge. We still need a bridge. You're from Colorado. You are. You know the Royal Gorge Bridge. You know, have you ever been next to it? Have you ever looked at it? Has anybody else ever seen the Royal Gorge Bridge? It's called the Royal Gorge is called the Grand Canyon of the Arkansas River. It's a large gorge. It's in Canyon City, Colorado. Royal Gorge Bridge, when it was built, was the tallest suspension bridge in the world. The construction started in June of 1929, and it was finished in November 29th. 5 months. 5 months. One of the tallest suspension bridges in the world, and they finished it in 5 months. It was 1,260 feet long. It was 18 feet wide. It has 300 tons of cable. We talked about that this morning. I heard Brother Grissom talk about the thread that was so easily broken, and he had to wrap it through a chain, and suddenly you couldn't break it. Well, this cable, you can't break the cable there on that bridge. Each cable is made up of 2,100 strands of number 9 wire. It takes a lot of wire. That's a big cable. 2,100 strands of number 9 or 9 gauge wire. Each cable, it's a strong bridge. Got strong cable. Got 1,000 tons of steel in the floor. The walkway has 1,292 planks. And I don't know how they decide which, but every year they change 250 of those planks. It's a huge bridge. It's tall. And standing on that bridge, they have 150-foot towers all along that bridge that the cables run through. But standing on that bridge, it's only foot traffic allowed. You can't drive up on it. And you stand on that bridge, and you look down at it. It makes you, if you're like me, it makes you sick to your stomach. Now, I don't consider myself afraid of heights. But you look down, and there's a river. That's the Arkansas River running down there. It's all white water. And if it wasn't white water, you couldn't see it. It's so far away. I'm telling you, it's a long way down. And you look down there, and it take your breath away, son. I'm telling you, it made me sick to my stomach when I looked down there. Ooh, Lord, that is a tall bridge. And it's got all that stuff. It will support 2 million pounds. That's what they say. It will support 2 million pounds. This bridge, to me, is complicated. Complicated. We need a bridge. We still got to have a bridge. We don't need one that's complicated. We need a bridge we can understand. We got to have a bridge that we don't need to worry about. We can get up on this bridge and know, without having to understand all the intricacies of it, that we can get on this bridge. It's not complicated. We can see what it takes, and it's held up and strong. That's all we need to know. We need a bridge, but we don't need one that's complicated. We don't need one. Remember, he said 2 million pounds. That's all it is for. We don't need one that's limited. How would you like to be on a bridge that's limited? All right, that's all we can get today. You're not coming on. And you got to get to the other side. What's going to happen? You got to stay where you are. That happened to me in Mexico one time. Oh, Lord, what a place to be. You get down in Mexico and come a certain time of evening, if you're not across, you're staying. Even if you're still sitting in line. I had this big truck, and when the boy come up to me and said, "Hey, $5, I'll watch your truck." I'm like, I'm here all night. There's a whole line of trucks here. And I'm thinking, why would I get this boy $5 to watch my truck? I'm going to be sleeping in. I can't go nowhere. Wasn't anywhere to go. No place to eat, nothing. If you didn't have it in your truck, you were going to do without. But then I watched as some other boys just like them were going up and down the line. And you know what these drivers were handling from their $5? I got thinking. I said, you know, there's a reason for this. So I gave the boy $5. He's going to wash my truck. All right. And you know what? The next morning, when I woke up, the border began to open back up, and I went to put the truck in gear. I got to go. And you know why I got to go? Because I gave that boy $5. There were some people that didn't. We went around them. They didn't have lights. They didn't have tires. They didn't have much of anything. I'm going to tell you what. Sitting right there in line. They're lucky to have a truck left. I'm going to tell you right now. Sitting right there in line at the border, we had to drive around them. Stingy people. That was $5 well spent. I didn't have to stay. I got to go. I wasn't limited. We need a bridge that won't have us limited. That's simple, not complicated, won't have us limited. Paul wrote in Corinthians, to the church in Corinth, that he feared lest the church at Corinth, you know, had their minds turned from the simplicity that was in Christ. He didn't want to be turned from the simplicity. He didn't want things to get complicated. There are people coming in and telling the folks that, man, it's not that easy. You got to do this and that instead of what Paul's telling you. Paul's telling you all you got to do is believe. He said, yeah, you've been baptized, and that's good. You spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came, and that's good. Now they begin to tell him, you know what? Now you got to be circumcised. He said, you know what? You are not observing the holy day. Something's wrong with you. You got to do that. And you're not washing your hands for ye. Well, that's a good thing, but they didn't know that then. Paul said them they didn't have to do all that. He said, there's a simplicity in Christ. It's easy. It's not hard. And he didn't want them to be limited. Peter wrote, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He didn't want to limit them. Now, he's not willing that any should perish, but all meant everybody. He wanted all. God wants everybody. He doesn't want to limit it. He doesn't want that bridge to be limited. He said, get on the bridge. Come on. He said, we're making a way for you. We're going to bring you across. I said, well, that's a pretty bridge, but we can't use that one. Not the one over the Royal Guard. It's too complicated, and it's limited. We can't be limited. We've got to be able to go. And then we come to bridge number 9340. Anybody remember that number from recent years? Bridge number 9340. Otherwise known as I-35W Bridge across the Mississippi River into Minneapolis. Now we remember, don't we? August 1st, 2007, rush hour, 6:05 p.m. Bridge is loaded with cars and trucks and school buses. And it just gave way. It gave way. All these people on. The bridge was already known for what they call black ice. I mean, it's slippery. In the wintertime, they had a problem with this bridge. People couldn't keep the cars in line. They were always spinning out. And so they would do things. They would run into rails, run into each other. People get hurt and killed all the time on this bridge. Minneapolis, Minnesota is a cold, cold town. I don't care what anybody, it's cold in June there. Whew. I'll tell you what, if come June and it's 65 degrees, it's cold. I don't care what you say. Minneapolis is cold. I've seen some warm days up there. I have seen it up to 80 degrees, but that won't last long. It ain't like Texas. It ain't like Texas. You buy your winter clothes in the summer and need them, you'll use them. When you buy them feathers in the winter, it gets real cold. So that black ice is not good. So they decided they were going to do something about the black ice on that bridge. And they came up with the chemical that they said would keep it clear. And they began to put it on in 2005. For 2 years, they used this chemical on the bridge. And it worked quite well. Cars quit spinning all over the place. I mean, this is a chemical that stayed there on the bridge. Unfortunately, it ate quite a bit of the metal and put some stress fractures in the bridge. 2007, on August 1st, when the bridge gave away, 4 people died. They were lucky. The bridge was full of people. Full of cars, trucks, buses, and only 4 people died. 77 people were injured. Man, that could have been a catastrophe. I mean, we're talking about rush hour, 6.05 p.m. Whoo! They started digging people out. They got everybody out. It took them a couple weeks, but they had a bunch of people missing, too. 20 people missing. 22 people missing, if I remember right. And it took them a couple weeks to find everybody in cars up under the bridge, in cars down up under the water. They were digging them out every kind of way. They got all these people out. Then they began to investigate the cause of the bridge collapse. And they said it was an engineering failure. The trusses weren't very big. They were about 12 inches by 10 inches. And they were in all the corners. And every one of them was cracked. Every single truss. Now, they knew a lot of them were broken already. And they were talking about, we need to replace this bridge. And they said, no, maybe just a few trusses. And we can keep this bridge going up until 2018. That's what they wanted to do. Well, it didn't last. Didn't make it that far. And the bridge collapsed and killed a bunch of people. This is something that was caused by an engineering failure. Now, we need a bridge, but we need one that's engineered by the best. We need a bridge that we don't have to worry about black ice. We need a bridge that we know is going to still stand all the way into town. From the time we get on it till we get to the other side, we need a bridge that's going to hold us up. We need a bridge that's going to get us there. Amen. You believe we need a bridge? Bridge 9340 couldn't do it. We got to have a bridge that's built by the absolute best engineer. And simply put, a bridge that won't fail. We need a bridge that will not fail. No how, no way, ever. We need a bridge that will stand. Jesus said in John, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. And in verse 20 it said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. We need a bridge like that. One that's going to stand forever. That nobody can knock down under us. Woo, we need a bridge that we just don't have to worry about. Because when we go getting on this bridge, we got to be able to know we can get from this side to that side. That was a great chasm. And when the rich man was told, there's a great gulf fixed, he meant there's a great gulf fixed. They had to have a bridge. There was no bridge at that time. Nobody could go across. There wasn't a bridge built yet across that chasm. Well, I decided, brother, I don't want to cross I-35W bridge in Minneapolis, especially at rush hour. I'm not going to trust that bridge. I don't want to get on that bridge. Well, I went on a bridge not long ago, just a couple months ago. It's called the GW, George Washington Bridge. Y'all know where that's at? It connects, that's it, Manhattan, the city of Manhattan, to Fort Lee, New Jersey. It's in New York City, and it's a solemn bridge. Man, is that a bridge. It's even been called the most beautiful bridge in the world. It's been called it. Oh, it has. But if you've ever been on it, you won't believe it because it's trashy. I don't know where they got the most beautiful bridge in the world. There's blown out tires all over that bridge. There's trash all over that bridge. There's people's shoes where they done took them off. Why would somebody take their shoes off before they jump in the river, in the Hudson River? You're going to die anyway. Why take your shoes off? Take them with you. Clean up your mess. They're dumping off the bridge into the Hudson River, and it happened just about a week ago as I was reading it. I was reading it again yesterday. And now when I was reading it earlier in the week, this man hadn't jumped off that bridge yet. But, you know, yesterday I began to read it, and somebody had jumped off the bridge earlier this week. How he got up on there, I don't know, because it's protected. They even put cages on there to keep people from climbing, because people did it all the time. Look, that bridge and the East River Bridge. But man, the Hudson River Bridge, the George W. Bridge, the George Washington Bridge, people like to jump off of. And it's not because they can swim good, it's because they don't like living. And you see their shoes laying there. Why in the world would they leave their shoes? Clean up your mess. Lord have mercy. I'm going to tell you what, that bridge is known as the busiest bridge in the world. 106 million vehicles per year cross that bridge. 106 million per year cross that bridge. That's a busy bridge. The total length is 4,760 feet. I've been on that bridge. I've been on the lower level, driving the car, and I've been on the upper level, driving the big truck. The big trucks are only loud on the upper level. That's scary. The upper level. Oh, man. Don't even like driving up on there. Now, there's 8 lanes of traffic on the upper level and 6 lanes on the bottom. 14 lanes of traffic on this bridge. So, and I don't know, but I believe that it's the most expensive toll bridge in the world. It may not be. I've never found one that costs more. And it's not that long. And it doesn't take you any place you really want to go. It doesn't. 4,000 some odd feet long, and it cost me $65 to cross that bridge. $65. How many trucks go across that bridge each day? Now, they even let oversized vehicles go across. Heavy loads, wide loads. They let them go across that bridge. And you know what? They got to pay more than that. Boy, there's some money-hungry people up in New York. $65 to cross that bridge. You don't want to do it twice. I went 100 miles out of the way coming back. Oh, yeah. I didn't come across that bridge again. That toll bridge is expensive. You don't want to go across that bridge. Yeah, I mean, we need a bridge. We need a bridge. And even if it's a toll bridge, we still need a bridge. But we don't need one that's cost prohibitive unless someone else pays the toll. Now, that's all right. If somebody else pays the toll, uh-oh, where are we going with that? We need a bridge that we can afford to cross. If it's a toll bridge and it costs that much, we sure hope somebody else has paid the toll. Did you know that Revelation 5:9 says, "For thou," talking about Jesus, "was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood." That was spoken about the Lamb. Now that's a toll that was paid. That toll was paid. Oh, you don't worry about the cost of that bread. That toll was paid. But I didn't want to get on that George Washington Bridge again. It just cost me too much. I had to pay that toll. And when I got to pay the toll, I want to be a little bit more frugal. Now, in Oklahoma, you go across most of their toll roads, you'll get your toll ticket at the same time you pay your toll when you get on. And you're like, look at your ticket and say, "Well, I'm not going all the way," but you get your toll ticket. That's all right. If you get off where there's a man toll booth, you get your change. If you don't, you're out of luck. And there's some places they don't have a man toll booth. So you pay your toll ahead of time. And they give you a ticket. But you pick up your ticket. Now, if somebody else pays the toll and you pick up your ticket, you're good to go. Doesn't matter if you get off early or late. You go all the way. I didn't want that bridge, brother. That George Washington Bridge wasn't what I needed. I needed a bridge. But I didn't need that one. I needed a bridge I could afford to get up on. I needed a bridge that somebody else had paid the toll. And I began to think of another bridge. Man, one more bridge, I began to think of it, and it was called the Bridge to Nowhere. Ooh. Y'all remember that bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It became a campaign issue in 2008, didn't it? The bridge to nowhere. And I lived in Alaska for a time. And I thought, my, I never heard of that town. But you know, they have a town called Chicken. Why wouldn't they have a town called Nowhere? I used to work in a nursing home up there, and they brought an elderly man in, one of the new patients, new residents. And he came from the town of Chicken. And I had to read the chart because to figure out what his care was going to be. And this man had some store-bought teeth at one time. And I began to look for his teeth and his belongings. You got to take care of the fella. And then I went back to read to see what they might have done with him. And I'm reading the charts and everything on him said it's... And said, man, when it began to got to the point where I mentioned his teeth, they said his teeth are in Chicken. I'm like, what? I didn't even know Chicken had lips, much less teeth. Ooh, I'm telling you what, I got confused there for a little bit. I did, I got confused. So I said, well, it must be a town called Nowhere. They got a bridge to Nowhere. And the bridge to Nowhere was a bridge that was proposed by Congress at an estimated cost of $320 million, $223 million of which Congress was going to pay, and they had already sent the money to the state of Alaska. Now you got to figure out, what is this bridge? Now, I knew where Ketchikan was. I had been there. But that's what the bridge was about. It was a bridge. There wasn't a town called Nowhere. It was just a bridge. That was called the Bridge to Nowhere. And the reason for that is Ketchikan had 8,900 people. And they wanted to build a $320 million bridge to go from Ketchikan across the bay to Gravina Island. It had 50 people. $320 million. Now, I'm wondering, okay, going to cost $320 million. You're paying $223 million. That leaves a lot left. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot left to pay. Are these 50 people supposed to pay then? The one that made the most money on the whole island worked 2 months out of the year. He was a fisherman. He followed the salmon run. He made the most money out of anybody. There's 50 people on that island. There was one thing on that island that they wanted to build that bridge for, and that was the airport for Ketchikan. Picture, if you will, an airport. What do you come up with? You see airplanes, huge, large airplanes, don't you? Man, you got an airport, you got gateways, and you got these things that, well, they just move them out to the planes, and you can step from the plane into this little walkway and walk right into the terminal, don't you? You see that? Can you see that in your mind? Ketchikan had short runway and bush planes. These planes were equipped with skis for winter, pontoons for summer. What do you need a $320 million bridge for? For a little old airport like that? And these people... There were some fine folks up there in Alaska. They didn't want that bridge. No, they didn't. They tried to get rid of it. They tried hard. The people that lived there said, what do we need this bridge for? Here, you know what they wanted to do? Why they wanted to build that bridge for that airport? To assist in airport traffic. Bush planes with pontoons and skis. Now, when they land to get from Gravina Island to Ketchikan, you have to take a ferry. And God forbid, it just takes too long. It's 15 to 20 minutes from there over to Ketchikan, to the mainland. Take 15 to 20. That's too long. And it costs too much. Because you have to pay $6 per car. $6 per car to ride that ferry, and it takes 15 to 20 minutes over. Well, they deserve a $320 million bridge, don't they? Absolutely. We don't want it to take so long or cost so much. Here's what the cost was going to be after the bridge. they were going to have to get taxi cabs over there, which they didn't have. Now they got to ship them in, but they don't have any roads to catch a can. You can't drive them to catch a can. You got to ship the taxi cabs in, so that's going to be pretty expensive. And it's going to change the time, 15 minutes on the ferry to 10 minutes in a taxi cab. All right, now you're going to save 5 minutes. And instead of $6 a car, you're going to pay $10 to $12 per person. Now, I've ridden in taxi cabs in Alaska, and I have yet to find one they didn't want to fill up. So that 10 minutes across could be as much as 30 or 45. Because I found out that when you call a taxi cab, they come to get you. They sit there and wait so people can see. They got their lights on. I want people to hear the taxi cab. If that's not enough, the driver will get out. Now, it may be 40 below, but the driver's going to get out, and because he don't want you to take off in his taxi, because many people will, he turns the key off, takes it with him, sticks it in his pocket, goes inside, back in on the Army base, might go into the bowling alley there and say, anybody need a taxi to town? So now you've waited 30 minutes, and you're paying $10, $12 a person to ride a taxi. They're going to fill it up. I mean, they got people sitting on your lap. Yeah, they'll fill that taxi up. So, you know, $320 million was a bit excessive, don't you think? It was a national embarrassment. It was a campaign issue. And they claimed they were doing it for the 50 people that lived on Gravina Island who didn't want the bridge. Did not want the bridge. It was going to, one, get in their way, but they needed to get through there because they were fishermen. That fishermen lived on that island, and they wanted to go fishing 2 months out of the year, so that's exactly what the commercial fishing season was, June and July. Parts of June, all of July, and parts of August. They didn't want the bridge. They didn't want the money that was already given to them, and it was given to them at a time when Katrina, we all remember Katrina, had devastated New Orleans. So here's what the people in Alaska decided they want to do. We're going to take this $223 million, we're going to give it to the state of Louisiana. They need it. Oh yeah, they need some help. We're going to let them rebuild New Orleans, which should have been, well, I won't go there, but anyway. We didn't need to see it rebuilt. Well, Congress decided the same thing. Oh no, you can't give that away. You can't use that for hurricane relief. Oh no, you got to keep it. And they forced them to keep it. That Congress fought them for 3 years. Our congressional leadership fought for 3 years and forced the state of Alaska to keep that $223 million, $25 million of which they spent building the road on Gravina Island. No cars, but they built the road. They did. So now we still need a bridge, but we got to have a bridge with a purpose. I mean, come on. This bridge didn't have a purpose. Now, I mean, we need a bridge with a purpose. Couldn't give it back. They're stuck with money they don't want. Who would want $223 million anyway? No. Now, we got to have a bridge with a purpose. We need a bridge. I remember Paul writing in Thessalonians, he said, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet them in the air. Caught up with them. In the air. To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now that's a good purpose. Be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But we got to the place where we still need a bridge. And we can't find a bridge down here. We ain't going to find a bridge down here. Everybody that tried to build a bridge, it was either too complicated, it was too dangerous, or just plain wasn't where it was supposed to be, or it was just straight out lie. Wasn't a bridge there. Now we got a bridge that went nowhere. We just got to have us a bridge. I need a bridge. You need a bridge. We need a bridge. Well, I'm going to tell you about a bridge. I'm going to talk to you for just a minute, and then we'll go about a bridge to eternity. And we got a bridge now. I'm talking about a bridge we had the very best engineer. I'm talking about a bridge that was built with two pieces of wood and three nails. It's the strongest, longest lasting bridge ever built anywhere. It's a bridge that will get us across. This bridge was built on the day of the crucifixion of Christ. And I'm talking about the materials he used when he built that bridge. Were simple. It wasn't complicated. He used two pieces of wood and three nails to build that bridge. You can understand this bridge. You can read this bridge. You can stand up on top of this bridge. There's no black eyes. You're not going to slip and slide off. I'm talking about a bridge that's easy to find. It's never changed. It hasn't changed its location. It's still there, Pastor. That bridge is still there. I'm talking about a bridge that was built for you and me. One that we can get on and cross over on. And the toll has been paid. All you got to do is go pick up your ticket. Come on, pick up your ticket. I'm talking about, Peter stood up on that day and said, repent. When they asked him what to do, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Get your ticket. Pick up your ticket. The foundation is sure. It's never going to fail. It's not slippery. And there's no fear. I'm talking about when it came time for me to step upon that bridge, I saw the picture of the bridge in my mind's eye. And I began to step on that bridge, and I'm going to tell you, the fear was not there. There is no fear. There is no sting in death. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Because when you get there, I began to get excited. I began to realize I was going on an adventure. I began to realize I was stepping on a bridge that was going to get me across that great gulf. There was nothing that could hold me back. There was nothing that could keep me off of it. There was nothing that could throw me off of it. I'm telling you right now, that's a bridge that was built for you and me, and we can get there. It's a bridge that was built with two pieces of wood and three nails, and you can get across on that bridge. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. That bridge is for you, and that bridge is for me. And it's exciting to step up on that bridge. It's exciting. But if you're not ready, if you're not ready to get on that bridge, if you got something in your life, if there's something wrong, then you need to get your toll ticket. You need to stop and get that ticket, because that toll's been paid. You don't have to worry about it. Your toll's been paid. Stop and get your ticket. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the musicians would come. There's time. There's time tonight for each and every one of us to find our way to that bridge. That's a bridge that's going to stand forever. That's a bridge that's going to be where we need it to be. That's a bridge that's not going to be in Arizona. We don't have to look in London. We don't have to look in Arizona. And it's a bridge that's going somewhere with a purpose. It's a bridge that's not complicated. It's a bridge that we can stand upon. It's a bridge that we can cross over on. It's a bridge we all need to be ready for. Think about it. A bridge we got to have. A bridge. A bridge that we needed. It's been built for us. It's there now. Jesus built this bridge with two pieces of wood and three nails. Won't you think about what you need today? Won't you give it just a little bit of thought? Are you ready to step upon that bridge? Are you ready for that bridge? Has the toll? Have you got your ticket? Have you got your toll ticket? The bridge was built for you and me. There's no reason for us not to be ready. There's no reason for us to fear. We can step upon this bridge and know we'll be safe, because we're going into eternity, into the arms of Christ. Is there anyone here tonight that needs a little bit of help stepping up on the bridge? Have you got everything you're supposed to have? Are you ready for it? Are you ready to make the journey? The journey's yours to be made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here tonight?
Hallelujah.
that needs to pick up your ticket. You don't have it all. You haven't had it punched. You don't have it completed. Come on now. Anyone, these altars are open. They're for you. They're for us. This bridge is an important bridge. Think about this bridge. We no longer need a bridge because now we have a bridge. We have a bridge. And it was built by Christ. Two pieces of wood and three nails. Pastor.
Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. There's a bridge that reaches from death to life. There's a bridge that reaches from the sorrow of our sins to the righteousness of God. Amen. There's a bridge that goes from the certainty of hell to heaven. Amen. As Brother Fry said, it was built with two pieces of wood and three nails. Amen. And yet it stood for 2,000 years of time. And it stood every test. Amen. And it'll get you safely from your sin to God's righteousness. From your lost condition to God's salvation. Amen. It's a bridge to somewhere. And it's a bridge that you definitely need to cross. It's the only bridge that'll get you there. There is no other. Praise God, there is no other. It's the only way. There's just one way. And it's a bridge called Calvary. Amen. Praise God. Why don't you come tonight?